history figures to be made today here in the United States, ending with only the third impeachment of an American president ever. The House of Representatives appears ready to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. A full day of House debate is already underway, with the failure of a Republican motion to adjourn. Other GOP motions meant to delay things are expected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on what lies ahead.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today's House vote is expected to be along straight party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against impeachment. Ironically, it could happen around the time the president is addressing a re-election campaign rally in Michigan. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says Donald Trump's legacy will be stained in much the same way it was for impeached Bill Clinton two decades ago.
He left office, one of our most popular presidents, but his obituary will say that he was impeached. And that's what Donald Trump's obituary will say, too.
The president, meanwhile, is hosting Guatemala's outgoing president, Jimmy Morales, at the White House. Trump called the relationship with Guatemala tremendous and praised Morales for an immigration deal in which Guatemala agreed to accept migrants seeking asylum in the United States. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. From last week's volcanic eruption on White Island, and that their bodies may have been washed out to sea, but Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the search continues.
We haven't given up, but what I'm here to do is to signal to everybody that we've reached a phase where we are literally in the hands of the sea. There are so many variables to make it very imprecise in terms of what might happen from here. We've got some science and some expertise which says to us what might happen, but the reality is that cannot be precise. Section.
The White Island death toll stands at 18. Military specialists recovered six bodies last Friday amid fears of a new volcanic eruption. Experts say North Korea appears set to launch a long-range missile as a kind of Christmas gift to the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul looks back at 2019's U.S.-North Korea equation.
2019 began with Kim Jong-un warning he may take a new way if the U.S. didn't soften its stance in nuclear talks. The world may soon find out just what he means by that. Talks broke down after Donald Trump walked away from a February summit with Kim in Hanoi.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that. We had to walk away from that.
Within weeks, North Korean rockets began flying and kept flying. By some measures, 2019 was North Korea's busiest year ever for missile launches. Though Trump shrugged off the short-range tests, the talks never got back on track.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul. Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot have signed a deal for a 50-50 merger, creating the world's fourth largest automaker. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small.
The companies say the new group, with annual sales of 8.7 million cars, will be led by PSA Peugeot's CEO, with Fiat Chrysler's chairman as chairman of the merged automaker. No plants are due to be closed, but the combo is anticipated to create more than $4 billion in annual savings, which executives say will be invested in sustainable mobility in part to meet strict new emissions regulations, principally in Europe. The deal, which was announced back in October, is expected to take 12 to 15 months to close. So far, what the new company will be called hasn't been decided. I'm Matt Small.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Mayardit and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline, even if key political disputes remain unresolved. The two men who signed a peace deal in 2018 had missed two deadlines to form a new regime. Gene Randall, VOA News.